Good morning and welcome to the table. We are so grateful to be together this morning, and I am grateful for this music. In my mind, like when I walk down the street, this is what's in, like, accompanying me. They call it the soundtrack of Linda's mind. And it's so beautiful. It really helps me have an attitude. We are happy to welcome among us this morning the Reverend Matoy Yamada IV. Yes. Matoy is our beloved colleague. She is also serves as the Director of Adult Discipleship for the larger United Methodist Church. You can live in California and work online for things far away. And we are grateful for her work and her committed way that she helps others follow Jesus and never gives up. Matoy never gives up. So we are really grateful to have you among us. Matt is away and he is on the coast, and he better not be watching and he better not be working, she said into the mic and looked, giving him in the eye. This morning, we're going to begin with a piece of music which, in my mind anyway, it excites a part of me which is often feels challenged. Those places in me that get worn down by the struggle sometimes just to get through each day, to face all of the problems of the world. And so here's the thing. My encouragement is to stand in body or spirit, try that, and to let these words as Ariel sings them and the music just wash over you, right? Just let it wash over you.
I've been in the storm so long. Lord, I've been in the storm so long, saying, oh Lord, you know I've been in the storm so very long. It is a needed time, singing this. Singing, oh Lord, give me more time to pray. You know I've been in the storm so long. I am a motherless child, singing out. Singing, oh Lord, give me more time to pray. You know I've been in the storm so very long. Lord, I need you now, crying, Lord. Time to pray, crying, Lord, I need you now. singing, I've been in the storm so long, singing, oh Lord, give me more time to pray. No, you know I've been in the storm so long. Lord, give me more time to pray. You know I've been in the storm so very long.
Amen. Yes, amen. You may be seated. We're going to move into a time of prayer. It'll open with silence where you can read the scripture in your head, but if we are non-readers in the room, parents may want to read it out loud, whispering in ears this morning as we move into this prayer.
The howling winds of political angst scream in our ears and make it hard to hear each other, hard to study the world's rigging. Our little paddles are nothing against the tide of greed and fear. The staggering seas of a changed climate batter us. Waves of fear, of war and unrest, nuclear threat, microplastics, species loss, and forever chemicals swamp the boat of our future. It's not unreasonable to think of catastrophe, of collapse. We are afraid we are perishing. It is true, there is great urgency. Jesus can't make sane our politics or cool the earth, vanquish pollution or banish all war. And yet the graceful one says, peace, be still. We are not perishing. We are in the boat with Jesus, God's boat. There is a greater goodness to which we belong, not a scheme for saving us, but a mystery in which already we are abiding with God forever, sharing in God's unfolding of life. Even in trying times, we act with both urgency and hope, both boldness and peace. We are not perishing. We are facing the storm with the guide of the universe.
When your path is full of worries, God will see you through. When you feel alone on your journey, God will see you through. Amen. Oh,
Let's breathe in and breathe out. Welcome. My name is Sarneet Prasad, and I'm the Sunday morning coordinator here at the table. I'm a bit emotional today. So I just wanted to share with all of you that yesterday I was at my favorite artist show and concert. And straight after the concert, I was grateful for what I've experienced. And I was grateful for knowing the feeling of gratefulness. And I've learned it. And I've learned it from here. I was grateful for meeting people, for the community that we are in. I'm grateful for seeing a little kid, our child, running around the corridor here. I'm grateful for getting my 12 hugs for the day on Sunday. I'm grateful for the new faces that I see. I'm grateful for knowing that and learning that something is not taught on a book, but we can feel it and learn it from a place and community like this. We welcome those who are online. Jay is our host. Thank you, Jay. And hey! Today's bulletin is available with a QR code, Those of the Century, and a link will be shared for those online. If you'd like to learn more about our community of faith, please go to our website, thetableumc.org, and complete an online connect card. I do like to note that we have a listening assistant device, and some of us some of us are doing some testing, and there are some of the devices which has a lot of static. There are devices which has a little louder than unusual. So we are testing it right now. We are giving a month, so you can still use them, and it's out there, but we are still in the testing phase. I invite you to stand in body or spirit as we continue to move in worship with our music team sharing Nothing to Fear.
The depths of the Good morning. My name is Bob Martinez, and first and foremost, I want to say thank you so much to our amazing musicians. And there's nothing to fear, nothing to fear. I'm with you always. At this time, I want to invite our children to move now from the sanctuary as our musicians help them break on through to our summer children's ministry. I want to remind families that this morning we have made the switch to our summer children's ministry. Children will begin in the hallway, and our kinder through sixth grade will move outdoors to the playground for a story, while our youngest friends will stay indoors, absolutely, this morning, this warm morning, with loving and professional care just down the hall. Our reading this morning comes from the fourth chapter of Mark, and I'll be sharing from the First Nations version, an indigenous translation of the New Testament, and we invite you, of course, to follow along. Now, on that first day, the same day as the sun began to set, Creator sets free, Jesus, said to his followers, "Let us cross over to the other side of the lake." So they left the crowd and climbed into the canoe with him, and pushed off from shore along with some other canoes. A storm was moving in, and a fierce wind drove the waves into the canoe and threatened to swamp it. They paddled harder, trying desperately to keep the canoe from sinking, but the wind and the waves were too much for them. They were filled with fear and about to sink and needed help from their wisdom keeper. But Creator sets free, weary from a long and hard day, was in the back of the canoe, sleeping on a soft blanket. They shook him awake and cried out loud, "Wisdom keeper, do you not care that we are fighting for our lives?" He stood up, and he spoke sharply to the wind and said to the raging waters, "Calm down and be still." Right then and there, the wind died down, and a great peace fell upon the surface of the water. He then turned to his followers, and he said to them, "Why have you given yourselves over to fear? Where is your faith?" They all began to tremble with fear. They shook their heads with wonder and whispered to each other, "Who is this man? Even the wind and the waves do what he says."
We're going to move into a song which is new for many of us. And Matoy is going to work with our music team, and we're going to learn it in a different language. And Matoy is going to help us. Let's
test, 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 test.
There we go.
So we're going to start by singing it through in English first, and then we will slowly learn how to sing it in Japanese. I think it's much more beautiful in Japanese, but that's just my opinion.
To earth.
Okay, we're going to sing this part. Okay.
I think it'd be best if we start one line at a time. If that's
one line. Okay. So I just sing, and you will try to follow along. Thank you. Okay. Okay. You are doing good. Thank you for trying. Amen, amen. Thank you for the music team. That was beautiful. Yay! And thank you for the congregation for trying to sing it. You did a great job. And welcome to my club, my world. I didn't speak a word of English, so the little bit of few minutes struggle you went through, that's what I went through my entire life, learning English. So you have more compassion towards the people who don't speak English as a first language. Amen. Well, my name is Motoi Yamarafo, and I'm really excited to be with you today. Breakthrough to the other side. My life is all breakthrough to the other side. My whole being is breaking through to the other side. I want to mention, this is my church, although you don't see me that often. I'm thankful for Pastor Linda, Pastor Matt. This is my church conference, and I come here sometimes to worship, but I do a lot of guest preaching, and I worship online. So it was interesting, Sarnit, I saw him at the annual conference, so I know him well because I worship online. So I went up and like, hi, good to see you, and he's looking at me, who are you? And I realized, oh, he doesn't know me. I know him, but he doesn't know me. So I'm really happy to be at my church. You probably not see me that often since I'm traveling and doing other things, but I'm just really excited to be part of this exciting church. So thank you for having me today. So next slide, Sea of Galilee. I'm sorry, the next slide I just went through. So Sea of Galilee appears a lot. So the yellow circle, it was a circle, sorry about that, is the Sea of Galilee, which is north. And then the pink part is the Jerusalem. So many of you know the story of Jesus. 2-3 years of Jesus' ministry, he spent most of the time in Sea of Galilee, around there. So that was really a significant part of Jesus' ministry. And then, of course, Jerusalem was the big part of his death and resurrection. But today we'll be talking about Sea of Galilee. It's Sea of Galilee, but it's like a lake. Okay, how many of you know Lake Tahoe? How many of you have seen it? Okay, so Lake Tahoe is about, the Sea of Galilee is about two-thirds as large. So it's a little bit smaller than Lake Tahoe. So kind of, if you've been to Lake Tahoe, you can see the other side. You can kind of see people on the boat or snorkeling or different, not the snorkeling, the thing, not the canoe. Paddle, thank you, paddle. So imagine Tahoe, kind of like Sea of Galilee. So next slide. If you go to there's a picture of, yes. If you go to Sea of Galilee, they have a boat kind of look old back then, and you can get on the boat, and then usually they turn off the engine. So in the middle of Sea of Galilee, kind of middle of Tahoe, and then be quiet and kind of look around what it would be like in Jesus' time, because it's still there, and it's still lake, but it's beautiful as like the picture. So we are talking about the storm, but the theme for this month is a breakthrough to the other side. I'm thankful that Pastor Kelly talked about the parable of growing seed and mustard seed for those of you who were here last Sunday. And today's scripture is talking about Jesus said, let us go across to the other side, right? And then storm come, and the disciples get panic because they don't know if they're going to die in the storm. And then Jesus said, peace be still. I'm sorry, the scripture I was working on was the NRSV. So the scripture I was reading was said, peace be still. And then he continued to say, why are you afraid? My scripture said, have you still no faith? But I like the scripture I just read, which is, where is your faith? I like that. Where is your faith? So let us go across to the other side. My whole being is going to other side. I was born and raised in Tokyo, Japan. Japan has less than 1% of Christians. I didn't know any Christians. Actually, my dad was a Zen Buddhist monk. So that's how I grew up. And if you want to hear my entire story, maybe you can invite me back so I can share. But anyway, too long story short, I came to the United States to attend a college. So literally, I crossed the ocean and came to the other side. I didn't speak English, so I crossed the language crossing to the other side, because some of you may know other language, and knowing other language is knowing other culture. So not only physically I came, but mentally, culturally, I needed to shift, because where I grew up, person didn't matter, because we lived for the community. So even you don't want to do something, certain things, but if nine people said that's what we're going to do, we have to go with the community. And if you try to push for this is what I want, you are shunned by the community. So the culturally, it was a big adjustment going to the other side to say, this is what I'm called to do, this is what I want to do, and I'm not shunned by saying that, but I actually was encouraged to say what you want to do, because this country really encourages us individually what you think. And as a Christian, I pray that you will also seek why you think that way and what God is asking us to do. And as a growing up as a Buddhist, and I crossed the other side to become a Christian, that's another story, but I'm not going to go into it right now. But I do want to mention that some of you may remember back in 2011, there's a big earthquake, and then that brought tsunami, the next slide. So this Great East Japan earthquake tsunami resulted in over 18,000 deaths, and including several thousand victims who are never recovered, and the water went to 6 miles inland. 122,000 buildings are completely destroyed, 300,000 suffered severe damage, and about 800,000 were partially damaged. So it was a huge damage. As you can see, the big ship in the middle of town. The next slide. The California Nevada, I organized to go as United Methodist Committee on Relief as the Ministry of Presence. 2 months right before, 2 months right after this happened, obviously we checked the local, is that helpful for us to come and help? And they said yes. So four of us, and I was the leader to lead the group, went there. This is actually the picture I took. Many of the houses are destroyed. We stayed in this Christian preschool, which happened to be on the hill, and they survived. We brought our sleeping bag, we slept on the preschool floor, and during the day, we went out and dig and clean those things. One day, we went to this lady's house. Her first floor was completely covered with dirt, so they are living second floor. So we showed up, four of us showed up, and there's a bunch of volunteers there, and we're digging dirt and trying to clear out, and we started to talk to this lady, and I started to tell her that four of us are from California, and we are part of the United Methodist Community on Relief, and as we talked, and she just said, "You guys came all from United States?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Why?" And well, because we like the dirt. I didn't joke around. I didn't joke around like that. But I just said, well, we care about people. We wanted to be helpful. But we also wanted to be here as a ministry presence that God cares about you. And we want to organize a trip for others to come after us to come and help. And she started to cry. She said, "I haven't gone to church for a while. And this happened. I lost my family. I don't even know if I can keep my house. I just felt God doesn't remember me anymore. And you guys showed up all the way from the United States because you care about us. You care about me. So God hasn't forgotten about me." I just said, "God loves you. God remembers you. I'm sorry for what happened. But small group of us are here to help. But most of all, God is with you. God will provide the help you need. God will never forsake you. I held her hand and we prayed together. Perhaps we are there to help her house, and but most of all, ministerial presence. She felt as if we are bringing hope for her. So she knows she's not alone. So during about 10 days, we continued to help and going through different places and help. And we visited one church. So there's many churches who are destroyed or partially destroyed. And we went to this one church, and this church kind of reminded me of that church. That church had a second floor, a beautiful sanctuary. So we went up to the second floor, but they said, we can only have few people because it's not stable. They couldn't worship in the sanctuary because earthquake damaged the sanctuary. So they've been worshiping outside. They didn't want to stop worship, so they just decided, we can't use the sanctuary, but we're going to go outside and worship. So they are showing us what's destroyed in the sanctuary. Like, imagine looking around the sanctuary, imagine precious things you like about this sanctuary are destroyed. So they are sharing us the story and the history about how precious the sanctuary was, but yet they continue to worship. And as I was walking out from sanctuary, this is what I saw. The clock stopped at the time of earthquake to really show it hasn't started. So this stopped for 2 months. I was there 2 months right after. It shows what happened, and it stopped. But above that, it took me a while because it's old Japanese, but it's a scripture from Matthew. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. The clock signifies the earthquake and tsunami destroyed a whole bunch of things. Yet the scripture, it's assurance that we may lose things, what we know. We may struggle in the storm. We scream for help. It's assurance that things around us may pass away. But God's assurance stays with us forever. Break on through to the other side is scary. Even though I'm sure a couple of minutes of singing made you a little bit uncomfortable. Be patient with 25% of Californians who are born outside of the United States. We all struggle to learn the English, learn the culture, learn how to live in the United States. Crossing over to the other side. Know that during the storm, whatever you are going through, financial problem, illness of self or others, death of loved ones, relationship, sometimes we can't even share what is going on in our lives because it's just too painful to share. Even in the middle of storm, Jesus is calm, sleeping, because he knows we'll be okay. Where is your faith? Know that even you are crying. Know that even you don't know how you're gonna make it. God is with you. Even heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. And remember, you may be the person God is using to share hope to others. You never know but God uses you, even in a grocery store, with your friends, with your coworker, even the smile to other people. If everyone else is giving someone hostile stares, and if you are the one who smile and say hi, that could be a hope for someone. So God is with you, and I pray that you'll be open to share God's assurance to others. So let us continue to break through the other side, knowing that we can survive the storm and share God's assurance. Amen.
As God's people, we have the gift of God's table, which can ground us and lead us to the other side from whatever storm we are in the midst of. We don't pretend to know what all of those storms are, even gathered here in this room, but what we do claim with authority is that this meal and this sharing is for all of God's people. And we take this time each week to pause, to remember this, to take this sustenance into our bodies. And before we do so, we pause for a prayer of confession. It's what the church calls a prayer of confession, so that we also say out loud those places in which we are in the storm. So I invite you to rise so that we might pray with one voice this prayer of confession. Let us pray. God of mercy, we confess how easily we identify with the fear of the disciples when they were caught in the storm. Let them, like dinosaurs, when life becomes too turbulent for us, our lives sometimes feel out of control with worries over health, relationships, finances, and the pain of our communities. We forget that Jesus is in our midst, as close as our breath, especially when we are most fearful. Forgive our fears, we pray. Renew and strengthen us as we seek to live empowered by the living presence of Jesus. Amen. God's grace washes upon the turbulent shores of our lives. We are forgiven to begin again to live at peace with ourselves, with others, with Christ and all of creation, allowing justice and love to flow freely through us into God's world. Thanks be to God. Let's say amen.
Amen. Let us join now in the call and response, which has become the way of church throughout the generations, to recognize and celebrate the presence of Christ within each of us and within every neighbor. May the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Turn to your neighbor and share a brief sign of love, reconciliation, and peace. In the beginning, when all was chaos, when water and earth had yet to take shape, God the sculptor, God the painter, God the creator touched the swirling mass, and God's hand separated the earth from water and water from sky. God touched the earth and plants turned green and fruit grew ripe. to celebrate God threw holy fireworks into the sky, placing the stars in the heavens, and God touched the oceans and the rivers, the ponds, and all kinds of swimming beings made waves in the water, and God reached to the sky, and all kinds of things with wings took flight, and God said, "This is good." And when everything else was done, God took clay and formed an image of God's own self and breathed into it God's own breath and said, "You are the one I've been imagining. You and everything you see around you is my beloved creation, and all of it is good." But it wasn't good for long, because God's people could not be faithful despite God's generosity and goodness. And so God reached inside God's own heart and pulled out truth and compassion and justice and put them inside a form of people would recognize, a holy human being named Jesus. And God set Jesus on the earth to remind us of all that God made us to be if we would abide in God's love as Jesus abided in God's unfolding grace.
He could to tell us how much God loves us and to show us how to love each other. But we couldn't accept that. We couldn't agree about it. And we are afraid. The principalities and powers lure the people of God to turn against the way made known in the life, ministry, and love of Jesus. In the end, Jesus was given away by the very people who thought they loved him best because the challenge was too much. But before he was taken, Jesus gathered his friends around the table and promised them, promises us, that he would never leave us alone, but would come back and take us home with him. Like those long ago friends, we don't always understand the message of Jesus bring to us. Well, what he's coming again means to us, we can only be grateful and call out this mystery of faith. When Jesus gathered his friends together, he took the simple food that was their Passover dinner, bread and wine, and he blessed it and gave thanks to God and said, "I am sharing this meal with you now so that you can share it together whenever you gather to remember me." Pray together the words Jesus taught his disciples. We encourage you to name and address God in the language which most dear and true to your own heart.
Our Mother, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Pour out your Spirit on all of us gathered in many places, God. Pour out your Spirit on the gifts here before us and make these gifts the body and love of Christ, and may all of us, through them, Christ's body alive in the world. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. All are welcome at the table of God's love. And when we say all, we mean everyone. The way we share this meal here in the sanctuary is at the front and in the back. If you are joining us online, we encourage you to bring close to you whatever right now you are going to use for your bread and your juice. We will model it up here for you, Motoy and I, but the way that we share this meal is by taking a piece of bread that was baked for us over the weekend and dipping it in the cup of juice. There are places all around you for prayer, either kneeling or standing, and it is also completely fine to stay right where you are. We know every week among us there are those for whom this is something new and different, and we praise that. There is so many among us for whom this is a life discipline, and we praise that, but most of us are somewhere in between all of that. And so we always remind one another that there's nothing you can do to make a mistake. We are in God's divine dance together. This is the body of Christ and the bread of life broken for you. And this is God's love poured out for you for the healing of God's creation. Thanks be to God. Let's say amen.
Thank you.
Loving God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery through which you reveal yourself to all of creation. May this bread and cup and may your peace make us one with one another and call us to love one another. Amen. Amen. In addition to responding to God's love by coming to the table, many of us respond to God's love by making gifts and giving generously in support of the ministries here at the table. Your generosity, our generosity, helps our community of faith to align ever more deeply, day after day, week after week, with God's fierce love for the world, which is already loose in the world, which Matoish told us such a beautiful story of how God's love is shared across the way. Thank you for practicing your faith by giving generously. We want to remind you that now is the time. There is a link to sign up for Rise Up Bread for next month. The lease has been signed. Yes. And so coming in July to a bakery down the hall from you will be test bakers. We don't know what all that will look like, but we are so over the moon excited to welcome Ezekiel and his team here among us. Some of our teenagers will be working with them. Our fellows and our apprentices began yesterday out at the farm, and we are grateful for his finding ways to work with them this over their time together with Andy. New farm hours have been posted as we're moving in. Like, the sun didn't go down till like 9:25 the other night. It's very confusing for a three-year-old, of whom I watch over a lot. It's like, Grandma, it's not dark. Yes, there are now live on our website and on the farm site produce and farm produce subscriptions for those, and I think flower subscriptions are live or will be too soon. And that is for you to pick up if you want to, and subscribe and have produce that you need to go to the farm to pick that up, or flowers. We may have some extra produce showing up outside for purchase in the coming weeks as all that has been planted begins to grow in our last season here on what I'm, only me, but I'm calling Old Farm and New Farm. It's the only way I can keep it straight. So we're at Old Farm and getting ready for New Farm, but that won't come until the fall. So I invite us, as we prepare to leave this place, we're going to sing a chorus called We Are On This Earth to Love. I guarantee it will start going through your head all week after you sing it here this morning. Help us, music team.
Okay, for my sopranos or my higher singers, we're gonna sing this top part. It goes just like this. We are on this earth to love. Just like that. Can we do it again together? We are on this earth to love. Maybe one more time. If you're feeling courageous, you can sing a little bit louder. We are on this earth to love. Beautiful.
Okay. Who are my altos? Woo! All right, altos, let's do it. One, two, three.
We are on this earth to love. We are on this earth to love.
To love.
We are on this earth to love. We are on this earth to love.
And for anybody else who wants a third part, lower voices, it goes like this.
We are on this earth to love. We are on this earth to love.
One more time.
We are on this earth to love.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous. Can we try together now?
We are on this earth.
Beautiful.
message, Jesus asked, where is your faith? I pray you found your faith, or perhaps you're looking for one. I pray that you will find faith so that you are here and share love to others. Go forth into the world with peace and joy, knowing that God who claims the storms is always with you. May you be filled with courage to face the challenges ahead, love to share with those around you, and hope that lights your path. Go in peace. We are here to love. Amen.